I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Welcome to How Goods Gather Round, a daily AFL podcast where we ask the most important sporting question of all. I'm Carney.
I'm Tom.
I'm Dusha.
Once again joined by Kados the fucking weapon.
G'day, boys.
Fire up, Kados.
Boys, how good's Gather Round?
It's
finished.
We're recording this the morning after. Gather around.
The morning after being fucked by footy.
Yep. Gather
and
around.
Beers.
And beers. Gather around nine
and
games.
Easter eggs.
And Easter eggs.
And Easter eggs.
They did more damage to my body than I think any of the beers did.
We ate too much chocolate.
And Fortnite.
And Fortnite.
Fortnite does damage to our brain.
Yes. So we had nine games of football.
200 games of Fortnite.
We've recorded four episodes in 4 days.
Enough games of, sorry, Joel, NBA 2K24.
Yep.
We didn't need to play heaps of games of that. We only needed to watch probably two possessions, and then we could all figure out Tom completely.
Tom's defensive strategy is
we know everything
exactly
we need to know.
The same every single time he gets the ball.
We know everything
still
we
doesn't
need
know.
To know.
Still don't even know what I do. I should have made that a question in my quiz so you'd have to answer if you wanted to win.
No, don't want to win then.
Well, I wouldn't know the correct answer. He could have lied.
You got to figure it out yourself, Tom.
You'll be really fucked.
Could have given him a fake answer, Sean.
Me, Sean, and Kados haven't actually spoken about what your defensive strategy is. So we all might have different things.
And we never will. Caden and I have had a chat.
Yeah, okay.
We had a morning chat.
We had a quiet chat. Morning prayers.
Yeah. Over a cup of tea.
Yes.
I might have to have a couple of games against the computer just... Get my mind a bit.
Now, Tom, shut the fuck up for a second because it's time for Tom's quiz.
Right,
so before we get into the games today, yesterday we were fired up on the Sunday Footy Show and they have Brownies quiz. And Tom, you're like, I'd love to do a quiz and I'm a dumb cunt, so I'll host it.
Yep.
And you're a
I
good
love
quiz host.
Quizzes.
You're such a good quiz host that 10 minutes before we recorded the episode, you said, how many questions you want? 10? I've got 10. And then we looked at you and said, no, you don't. And you were like, woo, but I will. Give me 5 minutes and I'll be right.
No, it was more of a, have you got the quiz ready? Yep. Long pause. Yep.
Yep.
And then long pause. How many questions do you want?
10?
Nothing. You'd done nothing. Correct.
But, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. But now, I've got a quiz ready to go.
All right. Well, now
we
it's
love
a,
that, Tom.
Yeah,
we
this
love
is
it.
Big.
Is so it, there are 10 questions.
AFL?
Yeah.
This is for the audience, not for me, Tom.
There are...
This is a podcast,
these are mostly,
Tom.
These are mostly AFL questions.
Okay.
I got a question.
Yes.
Is there a who am I?
There's no who am I.
No.
Whoa. Whoa, no.
Add money now, quickly.
What kind of quiz is that?
You want a who am I?
Yes.
Fair enough.
Like a 5-4-3-2-1.
5-4? What about 3-2-1?
Like 5 points. 4 points.
No.
If he hasn't done it already, there's no time.
Yeah, there's no
there
time.
Is.
There isn't.
In your head.
No, look, I can't.
How are
we
buzzing in?
Just say your name. Or you can come up with a sound. What would you prefer?
Say your favourite film.
Okay.
Favourite film?
Yeah. Loch Ness.
Okay.
Drive.
Happy Gilmore.
All right, good. I think Joel's got the advantage here with the single syllable movie.
Mm.
But I reckon Sean could say Loch Ness pretty quickly.
I feel like it's whoever starts it.
Yeah. You.
Yeah.
And it's up to the quiz
as
master.
We know, if you listen to the IMDb Detective, which is a Patreon-only episode on Scaredy Boys, new episodes every Friday, you will know that the rules of quizzes that I host, nebulous.
Get
like
ready.
The wind.
Get ready to bash his head in.
Yeah.
Actually, Joel, you've experienced this.
I have. Yeah. I'm still angry.
Ready for question one?
Yep.
Yes.
Question one. Name the runner-up of the 2015 Rising Star.
Happy. Caleb Daniel.
No.
What?
The 2015 Rising Star, not Caleb Daniel.
Loch Ness.
Yes.
Marcus Bontempelli.
No.
Fuck.
I said it in the car on the way back here, 2015.
Tom, none of us were listening to you.
Tom, in the car on the drive here, you were also talking about how Christian Petrarca finished sixth.
Yep, that was in 2016.
Loch Ness, can I go again?
Joel's got a crack, and if he fucks it up, then I'll throw it back to you.
2015.
Fuck, I thought I had it with Caleb Daniel.
Oh, it'll be some Geelong cunt.
It's not.
Hint.
Do you want me to tell you who won?
Loch Ness.
Yes, can you tell us who won?
I'll tell you one. Jesse Hogan won in 2015.
Loch Ness.
No, it's still Joel.
Fuck, pass.
I don't even think this is correct, but it's the only other name I remember you saying in the car. I didn't listen to you, but Callum Mills?
No.
No, he won in 2016.
Fuck.
Jeez, guys. You just don't listen to me talk. A lot of these questions come from things that I've talked about over this week.
Well, yeah.
So you guys are in trouble.
Makes a lot of sense because 2015. You didn't have these questions.
Who won it? Hogan.
Hogan won in 2015.
I think we just got to move on.
One more guess, Caden?
No, this is too long.
No, too long.
Patrick Cripps.
Fuck that
guy. I said it in the car. Okay, which current AFL player has the most All-Australians and how many do
Loch Ness.
They have? Yes, Sean.
Patrick Dangerfield?
Yes.
Eight.
Correct. Sean's on the board.
Jesus. Well played.
Question number three. Allegedly, how long would Luke Darcy last in the American media?
Joel.
Loch Ness. Yes.
Fuck.
That's not it,
no,
Joel.
No.
Yeah, no. That's not it. No. Loch Ness. Loch Ness. Yep.
3 years.
Correct. That's according to Kane Corns. Question number four. Jonathan Brown holds the record for the highest ever Supercoach score. What is the score?
Happy.
What's the move?
262.
That's correct.
Yes.
Whoa. Big by you. Well done.
So Sean on two, Caden on one, Joel yet to score.
Yeah, I forgot my name, the name of my favorite movie.
Do
thought
you
it was
lose
Joel.
One point if you answer.
I'm
correctly.
Not deducting points because you'd all be on negative 27 for not being able to get the first one. All right. Now, because it was Gather Round, these next two questions are South Australian focused.
Yep.
Ooh. Which Port Adelaide player was the higher draft pick, Butters or Gray? Robbie Gray.
Loch Ness.
Yes.
Butters.
Correct. For a bonus point, what was his pick?
15.
Pick 12.
Oh, I was going to say
Robbie
that.
Gray, pick 55.
Heck, yeah. We didn't get a guess at what pick he was.
It was bonus point for Sean getting the right answer.
Sorry, come on, mate. Sorry.
Yeah, what's he on enough. Now?
Yep.
Three.
He's on three.
Yeah, you're lucky.
What question was that? Five.
That was question five. Yeah, there's
five to go. We're halfway
fucked.
There.
Okay.
Name the last five full-time Adelaide coaches.
Happy.
Yes.
So we got Matthew Nix.
Yep.
Cunt.
Dom Pike.
Yep.
Cunt.
Phil Walsh.
Yep.
Good bloke.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Craig.
Craig was one.
Craig.
Yep.
Tom.
There's one
full
more.
Full names, please.
Craig what?
Bailey. No.
He's
Mark
out.
Craig. Mark
He's
Craig.
Out. Come
no.
in for the steal.
No.
Come in for the steal. Come in for the steal. No. Have some integrity, Tom.
What steal. Kind of
Neil Craig.
Yep. And one more. Now, full time. There are two interim coaches in this period
was
as well.
Before Neil Craig. I feel like he was there forever.
This
is not correct,
next.
But I can't think
Joel's
of it. It's Malcolm Blight.
It's not Malcolm Blight. Yeah. Because you've gone too far.
I know.
Joel's turn.
It's between Walsh and Craig is the fifth one.
Oh.
Joel. For the steal.
Oh, no.
He was there for a long time and then Phil Walsh took over from him.
Fuck.
He was there for a long time.
He was there from Craig in 11 to about 2015. About 4 or 5 years.
No, I don't have it. Can't. No points.
Yeah, no one.
Brendan.
Sanderson.
Yes. It's actually Brenton Sanderson, but I'm going to give the point to Kados because he gave us most of them.
Yep.
It's 2 points to
Respect
Caden,
the steal.
3 points to Sean.
Teamwork.
No
teamwork.
Points to Joel. But Joel,
I had
there are four questions left.
Yeah,
you
that's
can come
right.
from the clouds if you get all these.
I reckon I might.
Did I not get
all right, this
Sanderson?
Is a history question. Which AFL team went by the nickname Pivotonians?
I thought this was going to be the
Essendon question.
The Essendon question, which is fucking crazy.
Happy.
Yes, mate.
Geelong.
Correct.
What a calm.
That was smart by Caden.
Reeks of corruption.
Question number eight. Norwood want to enter the AFL. What is their nickname?
Sean Loch Ness.
Yes.
The Red Legs.
Correct. Four and three. It's juicy.
And
zero. That's all right.
Question number nine. Now, this is an interesting question. So this is very simple. There are three parts to this. You have to give me which AFL player for the three teams that you barrack for wears the number three. And you have to give me all three.
Happy.
Loch Ness.
Yes, Caden.
Danaher, Parrish, Quainer.
Bang, 4-4.
Fuck.
Now, the decider.
Would you have got that?
I think you would have. Wouldn't have got Quainer.
Really?
Don't care enough about Collingwood to know anything about
yeah.
them.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
This is the last one, and this is not a football question.
Oh, here we go. It'll be about NBA or Fortnite.
In which chapter of Fortnite would you find the location Frenzy Fields?
Loch Ness.
Yes, Sean.
Drive.
Chapter 4.
Oh, Sean Carney with the win.
Oi!
And that has been Tom's quiz. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well done.
If you liked the
great
quiz,
Tom.
Good quiz.
Thanks. If written in 10 minutes. Imagine what I could do if I had more time.
It'd be worse.
If you, it would be. I'd overthink it. If you liked the quiz, let us know on Instagram or via email at howgoodsfooty@gmail.com.
That's good from you, Tom. Maybe it's something we could dip back into. Quizmaster. Speaking of dipping back into things, let's dip back into the football. Because on Sunday, which was yesterday for us, there was 3 games. And Gather Round started very shit, came home pretty strong.
Came home very strong. These 3 games had some juice in them.
So, first of all, straight off the bat, the Gold Coast versus GWS game didn't end with a lot of juice, but for 3 quarters was juicy.
There was a moment late in that 3rd quarter where it felt like Gold Coast had got close enough that going into the 4th quarter, if they were coming home with a wet sail, they'd get there. And then I reckon with under a minute to go, some of the worst defensive efforts you've ever seen. And I think then Toby Green or Hogan kicked a goal and it was like, that's it.
Damien Hardwick loves to do this move where he's standing in the coach's box and when something bad happens, he walks away.
Yeah.
He turns his back and probably swears
heaps. I love it.
Yeah.
And then turns back
yep.
calm and collected.
Yeah, looks very normal. You it's can't tell except for the
that's what I did in the Dolphins, but I threw the clipboard on the ground.
Did you throw it?
Yeah.
Did someone pick it up for you?
Yeah, my assistant.
Toby
You're
Green.
Undefeated. What are you throwing your clipboard around for?
Oh, someone did something silly. I don't know. Can't remember.
Lost their man.
Probably over nothing just to get a bit of juice in the game.
It's all red.
Yeah.
You're making media stuff, aren't you? You're trying to get the clicks.
Yeah. Yep. Trying to get the supervisor's attention and tell us off again.
Trying to get relegated.
That's what your dream True. Is.
Got the opposite. Double promotion.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
So you throw that clipboard and went, let's promote him twice.
Just quickly on the Dolphins. We got a little cup for winning the grand final.
Yep. Right?
When you say cup, explain, please.
Like
an actual trophy.
Like a trophy.
No, no. Like
you got a glass.
A glass cup. Yep, to drink out of.
Just okay. one.
That says Premiers, Killside Basketball.
One for all the boys?
Yep.
Yeah.
So everyone got one. And coaches.
That's good.
And Media Man.
Oh, I love that.
But
Media Man, he does it in
the rivalry job. Competition that is played in the next suburb across from us.
Yep.
They got rings.
Whoa. Rings?
Rings for winning.
Fuck, so we transfer.
We are very tempted to transfer.
I reckon transfer.
Turn your back on the league.
Psycho.
You guys could make your own rings, like Hawthorn.
We could, but
premiership.
Yeah, but that's embarrassing and disgusting.
Yeah,
it's not
the same. Do you know that the Super Bowl
make your
rings,
own knives?
Do you know the Super Bowl rings have the
for
the,
a basketball championship?
Yeah.
Great.
The Super Bowl rings have they open up and you've seen this thing and you have a bit of the turf and a bit of the ball in it.
Oh, they're psycho.
That's
we wanted to cut the net down, but we didn't. We weren't allowed. You know how teams do that? How Should've they cut the net when they win the
Yeah, that's big.
Do they really?
How much would it cost to replace it?
Like $10.
You should just they should let you do that.
Yeah.
If you pay for the replacement one.
Yeah.
So they're not out of pocket.
For sure.
Nah, fuck them. Be out of pocket.
Ball? What about the game ball?
Yeah, you can't take that.
That's
change legs.
They're not going to use it again.
I'm trying to find a photo of this ring, but I can't seem to find it.
Is it a nice looking ring?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Transfer leagues, Kados. You're good enough. You can pull it off.
A glass isn't bad though. Like you could have drank some beers out of
it. Oh yeah, we did.
So that's nice.
Yeah,
I guess.
That was good.
Glass is good. We the 3 mixed netball premierships. I think we got medals.
Medals is probably the go-to.
Yeah,
medals and I think a little plaque as well.
Don't mind a trophy.
Back in my premiership, winning
hockey days,
floorball hockey days, it was trophies.
Yep.
Yeah.
Little trophies for everyone. One trophy for the
Not
team.
Even little, like, you know, decent size.
Has Caden heard about your greatest coaching maneuver of all time?
May have told him. I'll probably tell you off mic because I've mentioned it on the show before.
But it was years ago.
There's juice to it.
Bring it up.
Right now?
Yeah, just tell us the story again.
We were coming up against a team who had a fucking, like, the best shooter in the competition.
Hockey.
Yeah, hockey.
Yeah, I think he
was unstoppable. So what we did, and he was a bit of a big guy. So me and my assistant before the game, so had a bit of a warm-up with him and deliberately kept hitting the ball
wide.
Like away, wide from him, so he had to run and chase it. And we kept going like, ah, oh, fuck, oh, sorry, man, fuck. Did it for the whole thing. By the time the game started, absolutely gassed. He had the shittest game of the year.
Fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
That is.
Is that ice hockey or field hockey?
No, it's field. That's indoor, like on a basketball court. Yeah. Floorball, they call it.
Love it.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable huge. Coaching. I love it. I think about it all the time.
Big yeah. cunt area, but I like it.
No, I think it's great.
I did.
It's sports psychological warfare.
Yeah.
How come you warmed up with the opposition team?
He just like? Happened to be there early, and we were like, let's just like do some passing and stuff, because he was the guy that we went to school with, so we knew
okay.
him. It's not yeah. like a guy we didn't know.
Nah, yeah,
we knew him.
Makes sense.
We knew exactly what we were doing.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
Love that.
He went into the game not really feeling mentally like he was gassed and probably thinking, they're shit because they can't even hit a pass. Obliterated him.
Do you reckon
I missed a pass.
Do you reckon his? I was going to say, do you reckon his brain exploded the first time he saw you nail a beautiful pass, and he went, just in his brain, he went, oh no.
He would have gone fucked here.
I've been rumbled.
Oh boy. But yeah, Damien Hardwick, cunt. I think it looks fucked in Gold Coast colours, by the way.
The red, it does look different.
Red's not his colour, is it?
No, because I hated him in Richmond.
I don't think that colour suits a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Red's a hard colour to pull off.
Red is hard. Stewie, is this the colour of the Dolphins?
I beg to differ. Have you seen me in the Dolphins pretty well.
But I think when you've been wearing like black and predominantly black and a little bit of yellow for years.
And you're over 50.
Yeah. Going up there, suddenly being, whoa, that's in my face.
Stewie Jew looked good in the red.
No, I don't think
no, he absolutely did. He looked world class. Kados, you look 100% there. Hmm. That's good stuff.
That's pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
Can I just say this game, the big highlight from this game, yes, the Gold Coast Suns lost, but Mac fucking Andrew.
Oh. How good did he look?
Yeah, boy.
I love Mac.
Just gobbling up everything that came his way. Had a couple of brain explosions, but I think that's part of being a young, developing player, and Toby Green is a master of sucking people in, and he hoovered him up and gave away the reversal on the free kick.
Oh, that one hurt.
Yeah, but Andrew, he's good.
Mac attack.
He's going to be good. The more goals he kicks, the more games he plays, the better he gets at stopping goals being kicked on him. He'll get better with his kicking. Those legs are pins, though.
Oh, he needs help in the back line.
Yeah.
Mac needs to be like the third tall.
Yeah.
Yes.
He needs to float.
Definitely.
He did look good, but...
he does float, too, when he comes across. He's just like, awesome. Whee!
Yeah.
Kados, who else looked good? Your mate.
My mate. Sam Closey.
He...
Bring him in. 200K.
Yep. It was.
Did he score again, Joel?
Just let me double check. 95.
95.
See you next week, Closey.
Closey looked very, very good too. Looked very comfortable and assured. And
he was a mature age from Werribee VFL.
Yeah. So he's 22.
Was always going to.
That's when I saw Gold Coast announce he was playing. I was like, who is this guy? I looked him up and he was, how old is he?
22.
I was like, he's played in Werribee for a few years. Like,
you ever played against him?
No, I haven't played against Werribee, no.
Quick one for you boys.
Yep.
The older boys in the room.
Yep.
Not the young weapon here. But when you hear the word mature age recruit and then you learn that they're 22, does that make you feel 95?
No. I feel 95 every time I watch football.
Yeah.
Every time I get out of bed, Tom.
Mature age recruit being 22 is fine. I was a mature age student at university at the ripe old age of 19.
Me too.
So, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, it is good. It's really good stuff. Gold Coast, Sacky coach. Next game, Richmond v St Kilda. This
turnover cup
gone.
I was going to say, don't say it, Tom.
This could have gone either way. Could have been
juicy, and then it became boring shit.
Yep.
A terrible game.
Then juicy again.
Quite rightly commentated by a boring man, Luke Darcy.
Yep. Who would never last 3 years in American media. Yeah, it did get juicy. Got juicy.
How long would he not last?
3 years.
Mm. 3 days.
They'd eat 3 him alive. 3 minutes.
Stephen A. Smith would eat him alive.
Oh.
Could you imagine him just, and soon as we'd be like, you're an idiot. Get out of here.
I reckon he would take a piss on him live on air.
Yep.
Just.
Although Luke Darcy could be a Super Bowl commentator because they're boring as shit as well.
They really were. That was so disappointing.
Yeah, I was so excited. And then I just got given shit.
Maybe that's just the way the sport is.
Yeah, which is, I mean.
He could never commentate NBA.
Oh, fuck no.
No.
No way.
Could you imagine Luke Darcy being like, oh, wow, no regard for human life.
He wouldn't have said that. He would have said,
that's a pretty good dunk, LeBron. Yeah.
Good shot.
He'd be like, oh, a dunk. Can you believe it?
Nice dunk.
Mike Breen is the best commentator in the NBA.
He is awesome.
No regard for human life.
And he cares.
A dagger. I love it when he calls something a dagger.
Oh, dagger 3.
So Richmond kicked the first four goals of the game. Then
St Kilda decided to kick 5 behinds, and Max King was like, "What if I put it out on the full heaps as well?" And just looked really bad.
So yeah, Richmond kicked the first four goals of the game, which were the only goals in the game until just before halftime, where St Kilda kicked one and then Richmond immediately kicked one.
Yeah, this is a disgusting game of football. Ross, people are like, oh, Ross Ball's back. Ross Ball, I think, is the worst thing in the world. It looks like shit. What is this obsession with being like, put the coach's name and then Ball after it? It's not good. Baz Ball sucks. Ross Ball sucks.
Baz Ball does suck, but it kind of works because there's a ring to the way you say it.
Baz Ball.
And then it sound good, Tom.
Ross Ball shit, though.
Cumball.
Cumball sounds real good.
Cumball is good.
Cumball's good. I also like Ange Ball, actually, if I'm being honest.
I can get behind Ange Ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Ange Postecoglou, yep. Tottenham. Yeah, Cumball's the best, actually. Baz Ball, shit.
Ross Ball's the worst, though.
Ross Ball's the
worst. Ross Ball is the worst.
What is it, boring?
Rue Ball. They didn't get the footy, did they?
Rue Ball.
Kangaroos is what they call it.
Ball. George Wardlaw called it.
Did he call it Rue Ball?
Yeah. After the Collingwood practice match?
Yeah, I think so. We'd like to play Rue Ball.
Well, St Kilda, sack your coach.
Yeah.
Richmond, I'm glad you did sack your coach.
Yeah, retired. I like Adam Uzé. So I like him a lot.
Yeah.
I like him too.
I'd get behind Uzé Ball. You're gonna get behind Uzé Ball too because Richmond are going to be shit for a while now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is good. Good for the game. Fuck Richmond.
Yeah.
Fuck St Kilda.
Balance.
Hope they stay shit too.
Yeah.
St Kilda, they've had enough success.
They have one.
Club. If you ask me, they've had enough.
Yeah.
One premiership. When was it? 1950?
1960.
61, I think. 60.
I feel like it's 65, but I could be
65,
wrong.
66. It was, yeah. Just doing the math in my head. They're the current standing longest drought.
So it's pretty recent. So they don't need another one.
Yeah. It was about as recent as Essendon's last premiership.
Yes.
In terms of how it feels.
Yeah.
Yeah. They both feel the same distance away.
Yeah. An eternity. I need to know. Like, it's annoying me. I need to find out when their last premiership was.
1965.
I reckon 66.
64.
Could be right, Tom.
It was 66.
Damn it.
Damn.
Fuck you, Tom. You were way off in your original.
Should have put that on your quiz, Tom.
Tom, let it be known that there is... We knew it was the 60s and Tom took three guesses.
Yeah.
So that's... 30% of the years.
And works near the museum at the MCG as well.
How many answers in the quiz did you get right, Joe?
I'll host my own quiz at the end of this.
A dagger! Bang!
That's good by you, Tom.
Sorry, Joel, did you answer that question?
What question?
How many did you get right?
Zero.
There we go.
Would have got one if
that's
I...
Point. That's a point for Joel.
If you remembered your buzzer was drive and not Joel. Yeah, I would have got it. Although I will say that you paid Sean doing exactly the same thing later in
Sean
it.
Sean said Sean and then Loch Ness.
You guys didn't jump in for the steal. Ooh. Kaz just showed me some NBA scores. Lakers, disappointing. Sorry, Kados.
LeBron's got flu-like symptoms in a game we had to win.
Didn't Michael Jordan once have the flu and go berserk?
Famous flu game. Yes.
Yeah. Do you remember what happened in 2022 last game of the year? Collingwood Carlton? Sam Walsh didn't play.
Did he have flu-like symptoms?
He had general soreness. Remember that?
Jeez.
Celebrating early, you reckon?
Fuck Carlton.
Well, Hawthorn in the last game of Gather Round almost said, fuck Collingwood.
Yeah, they are. It's
going to be so good.
I did too.
Did you see that there was a few people in the media being like, oh, the close game finishes are at it again. And it's like, no. Collingwood did not close this game out. Hawthorn fumbled the bag.
Yeah, they died. They nearly died.
Hawthorn absolutely dropped their bundle.
Yeah.
Hawthorn should have won this game. Yep. Collingwood are a bad team at present.
Collingwood kicked five behinds in the last quarter. St Kilda kicked, what, four goals one?
Hawthorn.
Sorry.
Hawthorn.
Whoever I said, I didn't mean that. I meant Hawthorn.
He's rattled. They scored 8-2 in the second half, right? Hawthorn, or 7-2 or something like that.
It was Collingwood kicked 2 and Hawthorn kicked 8, yeah.
It's a big finish from Sammy Mitchell's team. Juicy stuff.
Yeah.
They really should have won.
A couple of brain explosions late from Hawthorn, though. Yeah. Just some wild choices.
Don't have the maturity of a class.
No, just not yet. Panic. Like, there was that passage of play where they were down, I think by that margin, there was still like 2 minutes to go, and Newcombe won a clearance. Beautiful handball to like Chole or Sicily or someone. And they just went, boo!
It was a scrimshaw. Straight in the air. It was a scrimshaw kick down back inside 50 that fucked them.
It went across.
Yeah,
he shanked it. Who got hit with the most perfect Falcon?
Oh, James Sicily.
Oh, yes!
That was nearly the highlight of Gather Round.
So he got One of the Collingwood forwards sat on his head, basically. Tried to take a screamer. But went too early, fell off. But so Sicily was like, oh, fuck, someone's on my head. And the moment the player got off his head, the ball just came and hit him directly in the face.
Just dunked him. Doink.
Could have been concussed.
It was such...
Knocked some common sense into him.
He thought he'd been... like. He also got really angry because I think for a second he thought someone had punched him in the head. Yeah. But it was just... He was sort of like, whoa, what? Whoa.
It was like if you squirted a sleeping dog with the hose.
James
fucking idea what was going on, but he just knew he was rattled.
James Sicily looks and acts like a man that if you sprayed the hose near his mouth, he'd try to bite it like a dog.
Oh, would. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That's how he drinks. He doesn't drink out of little Gatorade bottles. One of the trains just runs out with a hose and he bites the water.
Blake Hardwick had a fucking massive game, and swinging him forward seems like a good idea, Hawthorne.
Sam Mitchell, he's got some ideas.
Well, this is the thing at halftime. They asked him, have you got any ideas? And he's like, yeah, but I don't want to tell you.
Hardwick played as a forward as a junior and took the piss.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why haven't they done it sooner?
I think he's just been so reliable down back line.
They also had the wizard, I guess.
Yeah, true. But they put him there just to compete, and he did more than compete.
Yeah, he kicked four goals.
Yeah.
Come back, Nick.
Yeah, how long? It's going to be a long one, isn't it?
It's syndesmosis, wasn't it?
Yeah, low-grade syndesmosis.
So that's what, like 6 to 8?
I thought it was about 4 to 5, but...
He'll be back.
You don't want to fuck him up too, though, because he's young. They might be cautious with him.
We need the magic.
The Sorcerer's Apprentice, Sean.
I just love it when someone has a nickname. I'm on board.
You love it?
Yeah, I love it big time.
What if they're shit nicknames? Nick Martin, Martyr? Disgusting.
That's a bad nickname.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Dick Cyclone.
Dick Cyclone.
Is one of the greats.
Josh Tracy, yeah.
Is that Josh Tracy?
Yeah, Dick Cyclone. Oh.
Cyclone Tracy.
Yeah.
And Dick Tracy.
Dick Tracy.
Together. Dick Cyclone. Mm.
It's good. Very good.
Yeah, he's very good.
Cyclone Tracy, before your time.
Yeah.
Dick Tracy, also before your time. Mm.
In this game, I also liked that Dylan Moore was playing on Darcy Moore.
That's good.
Those names, very similar.
Yep.
I liked that a lot.
They both need a lift.
Dylan Moore kicked three goals
in the second half.
Needs to lift though, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if he's in your fantasy team, Kados, because you love him.
I do.
Darcy or Dylan?
Coach draft team, and he got me.
Dylan.
Yeah. He hates Darcy more.
Don't hate him. I just don't like him.
Fair enough.
Hate's a strong word, Sean.
What's he done?
Won your premiership, I would have thought, Sean. That'd be right, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Why do you hate him?
I don't hate him. I didn't say I hate him.
Why do you dislike him?
Oh, I just dislike the way he plays.
Interesting.
That's fair enough.
Yes. Yes.
Not accountable.
He's a key back and a captain, and he's the one that's not manning up and very loose.
Pointing fingers.
Yes. He doesn't point fingers. He just...
Sorry, that was me talking about Harris Andrews.
He just doesn't lead by example, you know?
Yeah, no, fair enough. I agree.
If you look, I've seen behind the goals footage of him, and it's not ideal.
Was he even doing that? But he was doing that in the previous 2 years, and it was working for them.
Yeah, but the other players were in better forms.
And he had Nathan Murphy.
Nathan
Murphy's...
Statistically... Big Billy Frampton had a much better game.
Billy's been good.
More.
He's capable.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
he is capable. But I don't think he plays when Murphy comes back.
He's a sort of Sam Frost.
But then he might
type,
go forward.
And Pendlebury's maybe dead.
Yeah, yeah, what happened there?
He got kneed in the back, like similar to the injury that happened in the West Coast game. Someone just took, I think, Chol or might have even been Mychek, one of his teammates, just went to take a hanger and just absolutely obliterated his body. Yeah. His old man bones turned to powder.
It's a real blow for, as Tom told us, he won't reach 400 till next year now.
Yeah, he needs to play 13 more games this year. And but, that
well, depends on the nature of
the injury. Collingwood have the bye next week, so.
Yeah, he's got to play 13 more games. Might even be 12 after last night. Mm. But Tom is adamant he needs to play every game for the remainder of the season to hit 400. Then he should hit it early next year.
If his back's cooked, if he's really done a serious injury, you know, lacerated spinal column.
Tom, your original statement with this.
Exploded testicles.
Your original statement.
Infected basketball background.
Your original statement with this was, if he plays every game, he's going to hit 400 on grand final day.
I don't think I said that explicit.
Did he say that?
He said exactly
no,
that.
No, I didn't. I think what you're doing is you're confusing me with something that Dwayne Russell said about someone reaching a certain milestone on grand final day.
Yeah.
Two
yes,
fuckwits.
You are. I heard that.
Yeah. You're combining me saying, commentate? I think Pendlebury has to play the remainder of the home and away
you
season.
You definitely said.
No, no, no. Not grand final day. I was very adamant it was home and away season. I thought he needed about 23
I'm
more
I'm
going
to back Joel in on this one.
You'd
be wrong.
No, 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 Tom.
Dwayne Russell said someone will hit a milestone on grand final day. And I
which
don't know.
Game did he commentate?
It was that game. I can't remember
Tom,
who the player was.
Tom, this is what happened. You said, doesn't need to play every game. Isn't he going to hit it on grand final day? And then I was like, I'll look it up. And you were like, maybe it's the last game of the home and away season if he wants to hit it this year.
Yeah, I reckon you're confusing me with something else, though.
I reckon, based on the amount of things we've heard you say this weekend, and listeners, you should always keep note of this. It doesn't matter if Tom knows 100% what he's talking about or 0%. He answers with the same level of confidence. So you have to always trust him because he could be right.
Yeah. Listeners, I'll say this to you. That's how you should live your life, with the utmost of confidence.
I mean, you're also... I would say, though, if you are going to base your life off Tom, don't follow the gaslighting that he does after that of like,
yes.
Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, I might have said that Tom Hawkins kicked 11 goals when he only kicked 3, but it felt like 11, so I'm still right.
Vibe-based, mate. Vibe-based measurements, you know? That's the
No, it's good. It's what gives your insight in the AFL media. You've got your own edge.
I'm the edge.
You are the edge.
He's been edging us for years.
He has been edging
I'm edging
us for
my
years.
Way to the truth in a big circle around it.
Yeah. Tom's the only vibes-based...
Like shit in a toilet.
Tom's the only vibes-based AFL journalist I'm aware of. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a unique market.
Oh, is there any other people like me?
No.
Oh, man, they that's were, good. I'm
Tom,
unique.
Tom, they would get
killed. You're an unique individual, Tom.
Who was it that, you might know this because it's politics and you love politics.
Yeah, go on.
And someone ran for, I think someone was running for one of the parties in America. They sat down for a lowball interview. It was a celebrity candidate. Might have even been like a former NFL or NBA player. And he got lowballed. Like the first question was like a huge lowball and it was like, you know what? This isn't for me, and just stood up and walked out of the interview and resigned.
Was that in Australia, and was it like a former rugby player or something?
Oh, maybe it was Australia. Yeah, yeah.
Might have been running for the Senate, I believe, in Queensland or something.
First
for
first press
nation.
Conference, real soft question, and was just like, "I've made a mistake."
Yeah,
just left.
Yeah, well,
there's also that incredible interview with she was a senator, I think, from Queensland as well for One Nation. It's like her first day in Parliament, and she's walking in, and they ask her a question, and she goes. No comment. And then just walks in. And the question's like such a low level bar.
Like, good morning, how are you?
Yeah, pretty much. Just like, no comment. She's not in politics anymore.
I think just before we move on from politics, I recently rewatched the... former Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott was caught on a hot mic saying shit happens about the death of Australian soldiers.
Yes.
Holy and then shit. And then when asked about it, you'd probably know this clip. When asked about it, an interview was like, so Tony, you said all of this. What do you have to say for yourself? And Tony Abbott's just standing there and just like nodding.
And then doesn't say anything.
The interviewer was like, so Tony, what do you have to say for yourself? And he's just standing there like shocked. Yeah. And then the interviewer's like, you're not saying anything, Tony.
This is while he was Prime Minister.
Yep.
Yes.
And then how did it end?
And then Tony Abbott's like, I think I've said all I need to say.
It goes for about a minute. He just nods and goes, uh-huh.
And then beyond that, how long did this discourse last?
Oh, it still comes up to this day. The man's a moron.
How can you keep... How can you keep your job?
Remember when he ate a raw onion?
Twice. He did it twice.
Yeah, I remember.
He did it once. Yeah, but...
Remember when he called himself the suppository of wisdom?
He might be the dumbest man to have ever led a country.
Well, no, he's not.
Andrews...
That's dumber. Boris...
He's in that. He's just in the same conversation.
Trump.
Yeah, same.
George W.
Yeah.
Don't misunderestimate. You know,
there is also politicians just do dumb shit all the time. It's good. Like footy players should be on this too. But yeah, like Dan Andrews ate a sausage on TV. Sausage and bread, but he ate it.
No, that's Bill Shorten.
Oh, Bill Shorten.
Bit it sideways like a sandwich.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, because he didn't want to hold it up to his mouth because then people would be like, whoa, sucking a dick or whatever.
Who's that guy that sculled a beer at the cricket?
Oh, it's Bob Hawke.
Bob Hawke.
He's a champion.
He holds the record at one point for the fastest sculling of a beer.
Yard glass. There's actually no evidence that it actually happened.
But he's got the record.
It's that record, Tom?
Yep.
It's Tom Reed reporting because it's vibes based.
Oh, that's good though.
There's a glass that is allegedly the one that he drank. But there was no one there to witness it, and no one's even really sure what year it happened.
Having said that, we've all seen him scull beers on TV, and he also came on TV, and he said any boss who doesn't give their employees a day off is a bum, and I can respect that.
Yeah, I was about to say it. Like, I would have respected it way more if Australia won the Ashes, and he said that.
America's Cup was big at the time, though, for that.
America's Cup never won
it. We just don't care about it, though, do we?
Fuck boats.
Yeah. You know what the America's Cup is, Kados? No, he doesn't even care. See? Yeah. No one cares.
His microphone isn't even to his mouth. If he had answers,
if I asked him what the Ashes was, he fucking the table would have flipped.
Or the President's Cup.
Oh, well, he's a golf boy.
Australian Open. Which one?
Exactly.
Joel, we've covered all the footy.
We have.
This weekend. Before we do that, Caden, how do you feel about Collingwood after this week?
Are the resident shit Collingwood team.
Person?
Fucking not any better than what I ever did.
I wish they lost.
I was actually
And I wish they lost last week.
I was surprised by the way I was.
Yeah, that's
pretty
fair.
Cool yesterday, I thought. Pretty calm.
You were very calm.
You were very still. There were moments in that last quarter where I looked over at you and you weren't barracking. You weren't, but you also didn't look like you were breathing either. You'd gone stasis mode.
I just couldn't believe what I was saying. Like, the it's only just moment, such a Collingwood thing to do.
The only moment you got truly angry yesterday was when you came second in Fortnite.
Oh, fuck, that pissed me off.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah.
No, that's all right.
I think I woke you up in your nap, didn't I?
Nah, I...
Were you on the phone or something?
Yeah, I was on the phone, I think, at that point.
Who got angry in Fortnite?
I was like, what happened? Because I just heard, fuck! I was like, oh, yeah. And Tom, to bring us home, this is a feedback regarding to... We got two emails, basically.
Yeah.
And this one ties into something that happened in last week's episode. And Kados, I don't know if you listened to it, but I reckon it would have made you so angry that you probably would have had to pull over your car. And it's made a listener...
Am I involved in this?
Yes.
I had a feeling.
It's made it's made listener Matt so angry as well. He's had to email in. Subject, Tom, shut the fuck up. And then Matt goes on to say, currently listening to Tom's dog shit explanation about having did not play players on the field with playing scores on the bench, and my ears have started dripping blood. Is it time to start slapping Tom in the face?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Can't rage him.
Yeah. I think my face can be unslapped. I'm probably going to have some do not plays on the field this week because I've got too many Sydney and Collingwood players,
Tom,
to cover my...
Just put them on the fucking bench.
I don't know if I've got the bench coverage.
Don't you have any bench
I do.
Playing?
I do.
So you can cover it.
It's 18 field member.
So you won't then have that,
will you?
Depends.
Tom, if I see...
You're going to. I'm thinking.
If you have fucking players on your bench that are scoring and you have did not play players on the field,
okay,
I will shoot myself live on the podcast.
Goldeneye, slaps only. But it's your face.
Do you not understand why that's stupid?
No, I understand why that's stupid. I may have no choice.
Sounds like you do, though.
No, but Tom, if there is a choice...
I don't know. It depends.
If there's no choice, then there's no issue.
Depends on team selection this week.
If there's... No, you don't understand what we're saying. If you've got people on the bench that aren't playing, that's fine. Yep. If you've just fucked your bench and you don't have enough coverage, that's fine. If you leave players that are playing...
My concern is I'm not going to have enough coverage to cover all the gaps.
That's fine. It means you've just fucked your selection, but that's not as stupid as what you did, which was not have scoring players on the field.
Yeah. I'm not going to do that again.
Or trade the Bont out.
I'm not the only one who did that in this room.
What's the lesson, Kados?
Never trade a premium player.
Get that tattooed, Tom.
On your forehead.
And
be pointless. I can't read it.
We've actually got a second email from a different Matt. Advice from Sean. Inner peace. Boys, and specifically Sean, have you found a good path for inner peace yet? As a Freo fan this week, I need some suggestions, and I don't have easy access to a snow leopard book. Cheers, Matt.
Go to the police. Because they were robbed.
Right in front of me!
Yeah.
Well, Kados, what did you say? We went for a bloody beautiful breakfast this
bloody
morning.
Bloody beautiful!
And we were just sitting out the front,
yeah,
staring at the water. And you were like, you should just come here instead of watching Brisbane games.
Yeah.
That's inner peace.
It was beautiful, wasn't it?
That's calming. An option.
Matt, I'm just going to take a guess that you barrack for Freo, so you probably live in WA. A lot of beach there.
A lot of beach.
Walk into it.
Here's another tip. Something we've discovered. Kados, you've got one?
I've got one. Yep. You go first.
Mine's a longer one.
Okay, I'll go then.
Hmm.
Back on your point.
Yep.
WA, beaches. Matt, you sound like a guy with lots of money, mate. Buy a jet ski and just drive out in the ocean and take it in.
And never come back.
No, you can come back.
Come back.
See how far you can go.
Yeah, maybe come back on like Wednesday when people will stop talking about the footy.
Take a jerry can though.
Yeah, jerry can important. So you're going to need to buy one jet ski.
Befriend the fish.
And one.
Become one with the sea.
That's pretty good though. Take a jerry can, see how far you can get on a tank.
Yeah.
How far out you get.
Yeah.
Because then you can get back.
Presumably. The currents might have something to see.
A few jumps.
I was going to say, do something that we've been doing down here.
Yep.
Hit up some op shops. Find some cheap DVDs.
Oh, yes.
Mm. I got another Underworld movie today.
Yep.
I got The Wedding Singer.
Yep.
We've been diving into that soundtrack.
Fans of Gather Round Day 3 episode may remember why.
Yep.
Or Day 2, actually.
I got a DVD called Top Guns. Not a movie. It looks like a bit of a documentary about planes.
Yep, that's good. That's good.
Cost me a dollar.
Dollar well spent.
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
Armageddon, got The Mummy, Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Was
all hits.
We went to another op shop and Tom found something and I simply had to buy it. And it's Bram Stoker's Dracula, the board game.
Yes. The full title of the game, Sean, is An Evening with Bram Stoker's Dracula, the Fright of Your Life.
Comes with a cassette tape and fake teeth. For six or more players. Yeah, it has a box of fake vampire teeth.
And you need a minimum of six players.
Minimum of six, sorry, mate.
You and TJ would be similar.
Chompers!
Chompers!
Chomp, 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 chomp.
I reckon. Chompers loves Dracula.
Nah, I reckon he hates it. Reminds him too much of himself.
Yeah.
Reminds me of fucking up at the dentist when he said, just make him all flat, please.
He could have had fangs.
Could add fangs.
That's the dream.
Going to op shops is good.
Yeah. I like this. Oh, I haven't bought a DVD in years.
Yeah.
I've been a Blu-ray man, and then to be honest, I haven't really bought a lot of Blu-rays of late.
Yeah.
Something about getting back on the discs.
DVDs. DVDs is a...
Fucks your PlayStation.
Why would it?
I don't know.
That was
old DVDs, maybe.
Nah, DVDs are all right. Don't put a videotape in your PlayStation. You should be sweet. Yeah.
Don't put the audio cassette from the Dracula board game in there.
Yeah. Don't put a fork in it either.
Yeah.
To get either the tape or the VHS out.
Is there a bit of Zork on your fork, though?
No.
That's Kados' tip this week, everyone. Get Zorko into your team. I think it's a stupid and foolish decision.
I think it is too. He's nearing premium level prices. And
he's not a premium player.
He has a brain that could explode. He could be suspended, injured, or subbed out.
Yep.
And gives away free kicks.
Wasn't my idea, boys.
And
give credit where
his coach, fuckwit.
That's true.
Mm.
Who knows what will happen there.
I would love to see him go.
Boys, how nice Gather Round been?
Gather Round's
been lovely.
Good. It's been lovely, yeah.
We've been op shopping. We've had delicious coffees. We've looked at the ocean. We've watched some footy. We've played some Fortnite, some NBA. We've just been fucking
some bolognese.
Wonderful. Eight-hour sauce, French toast, shawarma wraps.
Nutri-grain.
Nutri-grain.
Oh, it's just been wonderful. I hope people have enjoyed our madness of four episodes in four
Actually,
days.
And next year, listeners, if you got some friends that like footy, you don't have to go to Adelaide. Just get into someone's house. Just all of you into one house. Just spend the whole weekend together watching all
the
footy.
Bring the Gather Round to you.
Yes.
Have your own festival of footy.
Yes. Let Adelaide come to you.
We can guarantee we're the only ones down here taking in the footy.
Yes. No, we're not.
What?
When
fish
we
and
had
chip lady.
No. Yes. I mean, Fish and Chip Lady said that she watched a bit of the Essendon game and turned it off.
And gave up because it was depressing.
No, we were... When we had breakfast on the... No, it was...
Oh, you're right.
Breakfast on Saturday.
That guy was watching the Sydney game. Yeah.
There was two young supporters.
I think they were West Coast fans.
No. Yeah.
Because the question was, how much are you down by already?
And it's
like, oh, the game's only been on for 30 seconds.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah.
And it was a goal.
I think they were West Coast.
Yeah, but they were just sitting in the cafe watching it on, they'd fired up KO on their phone.
Powerful.
That is powerful.
Just reminded firing KO, up what a terrible app.
Terrible app.
Firing up a streaming service in public, though, is big. Just watch it KO on your phone.
Whew. You've done it.
Yeah, of course I've done it. You'll I've done it at work.
Yeah.
Oh, me too.
Yeah,
Jules
we all have.
Oh, man. Footy's good.
Footy's good.
Gather Round's good. Friendship is beautiful. And Op Shop DVDs,
magnificent.
But also things that aren't good. Sports betting ads, if you've heard any over the last 4 days, just a reminder they are parasitic cunts and I hope they die.
And Tom's defense on 2K.
Oh, and every team in the AFL.
Hey.
No good teams.
No good teams.
None.
No good teams, no good defense by Tom, and no good sports betting ads.
Oh,
no.
It's bloody beautiful.
Oh, and on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Sean.
I've been Tom.
And we've been joined by Kados, the fucking weapon. Kados, got anything, any final words for our listeners?
Nah, boys. That'll do me. I don't think. Been good. Thanks for having me.
No worries, Caden. And listeners, if you want to get in touch with the show, make sure you hit us up at howgoodsfooty@gmail.com or you can follow us on Instagram at howgoodsfootypod. We can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Carney from 55.
I'm at Awkward Trade.
Do you want any Instagram followers, Kados?
Yeah, I'm at CadenMackey4.
Wow, that's big. Jump on there. Up the Dolphins.
Up the Dolphins.
Go Bombers. See you Anzac Day, Kados.
I'll be drinking red ponies with you, mate.
Fucking hell. All right, see you next week, listeners. There won't be a regular episode this week. We've just given you four, so fuck up. No, just kidding. Love you all. Goodbye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.